wild, man. It's wild. They are just losing. They are losing. Okay? They're losing their minds. Literally losing their minds. Steve Bannon from Breitbart is running the Trump campaign. It's great, man. It is. It's great. I'm serious. They are losing their mind. The most dangerous political operative ever. I love it. Steve Bannon, the street fighter who's now running Trump's campaign. Like I said, man, rather Trump is listening to the show, or maybe Scotty Neil Hughes. But I've been saying, he who controls the media controls the power, controls the White House. And when you're talking about Breitbart News, you're talking about the internet's version of CNN and MSNBC as it pertains to the right. If you are a conservative, if you are a Republican, you go to Breitbart News. And to have the guy that runs that site running your campaign is huge. He knows where those millions and millions and millions and millions of readers and watchers are from, what they like, what they don't like, what they respond to. He knows every aspect of the people that go to Breitbart News. So Breitbart News has 30 million views in a month, 20 million views in a month. They know every single one of those people, time of day, where they're viewing from. I mean, it's huge. It's huge. And everyone is losing their minds. Everyone's losing their minds. Everyone is losing their minds. So you know this was a huge success. When the news cycle has literally been high. This is old school Trump. This is old school Trump. It really is. This is Trump from 2 months ago. This is old school Trump. Hillary Clinton today is in Ohio. I think it was Ohio. Giving an economic speech. She's given an economic speech, which it was gibberish. You want to talk about gibberish? She had gibberish. Every single thing that she said that she was going to do, that we needed to do as a country, has been being done for the past 7 years. It's been being done. And if it's not being done, why the hell is it going to be done now with her as president? I mean, it's wild to watch the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, to walk this tightrope. Like I said yesterday, the only thing the Democrats have, the only thing Hillary Clinton has, is to attack Donald Trump. That's it. That's all she's got. She can't run on her record, because the only thing good she's ever done was 30 years ago. back in Arkansas, working with little kids before she was the first lady of Arkansas. It's the only thing. The only thing she's got to, after that, everything she's done has been a nightmare. So she has no record of success. It's all been failure. And she can't say these past 7 years have been a failure and she's going to be better. Can't do that. So she has to say these past 7 years have been great, but she's going to, it's a bizarre, that's why when she's talking gibberish, she has to go, and Donald Trump is dangerous, Donald Trump is bad, Donald Trump is this, Donald Trump is that, Donald Trump tax returns, Donald Trump. Because she knows. It's almost like someone gives her the Iggy. Like Huma is off in the corner, and Huma gives her, I don't know, lip service or something like that. And then she gets back on point. Which is, so today was old school Trump. So Hillary Clinton, she's giving this economic gibberish speech. Trump's coming off a speech he gave last night in Milwaukee that it was phenomenal. Even the never Trumpers were like, all right, that was pretty good. Even the little putz Ben Shapiro, hey, okay, that was a pretty good speech. When a Republican candidate is saying to black folk, I am your voice, the Democrats have done nothing for you. What have you gotten in the last 7 years from Barack Hussein Obama? What have you gotten? What have you gotten? The Democrats take your vote for granted. They've brainwashed you into voting for them because they say they're going to make your life better, but they never do. Instead, your unemployment keeps rising. The crime amongst African Americans, black on black, rising. Everything in their community is getting worse and worse and worse. So here's Trump last night going, guys, wake up. Wake up. Give me a shot. What other Democrat, what other Republican has ever talked like this? And I don't want to sound like a bunch of other conservative media types, because they say what I say. What I'm going to say right now, they have said before, and it gets like, ugh. I don't want to jump on that train, but let me just try to nuance it a little. When Trump does what he did last night and what they did today, he is unstoppable. He is. He's unstoppable. And I'm not saying just the teleprompter thing. Even when he's freewheeling, about one subject, and it's obvious that he has a premise. So he's freewheeling, but there's a cohesiveness to the banter. It's not just an hour and a half of you know, a stream of consciousness. But when he does what he did last night, and like I said, not just reading off the teleprompter, but actually saying things that you don't hear Republicans ever say. Don't hear Republicans say it. And remember, if you're a listener to this show, I said months ago, I said months ago, forget the Hispanic vote, okay? And I know I'm not supposed to say this. Oh, we care about all votes. F that. The black vote. That's the vote. That's the vote that can be gotten by Republicans. That's the vote can be gotten by Donald Trump. That's the vote that needs to be gotten. That's the vote. And I know I'm not supposed to say this, but I said it 6-7 months ago. The Democrats use fire to fight Republicans. Republicans use cotton candy. Democrats use identity politics. They've done it for years and years and years. They've pitted this group against that group, this group against that group, rich versus poor, black versus white, Mexican versus Republicans, homosexuals. They've mastered it. And Republicans have just sat back and taken it. And I said 6-7 months ago, Republicans need to do exactly what Democrats do. And it'd be very, very easy for Republicans to say to the black vote, hey, you need to support us because we want to crack down on illegal immigration, because illegals are the ones that are taking your jobs. The stats are there. If Democrats can play identity politics and they can play that game, they could use that fire, then Republicans need to do it too. Republicans need to say, hey, black voters, black folk, here's what's going on in your community. Here's how we could fix it. You need to come with us. Let the illegals, let them go with the Democrats. Give them California. God bless them. Considering elusive voting bloc that Republicans need to win the White House mainly resides in California. Let them have it. Because they don't reside in Pennsylvania. They don't reside in Ohio. They don't reside in Wisconsin. They don't reside in Indiana. You know who resides in those states? Black folk. So when Trump does what he did last night and does what he did today, he is dominating the news cycle with the Bannon hiring. That's all anybody's talking about. Conservatives are losing their mind. Bill Kristol. He despises Trump in the first place because he's not getting paid. But he's losing his mind. Conservatives are losing their mind. They're beside themselves. Oh! Losing their mind. Trump needs to keep doing what he did last night and what he's done today. That's old school Trump. When he starts going all over the place, he doesn't lose me, but listen, you know who he loses? He loses people like my mom, my 65-year-old mom. My 79-year-old dad, or 78. When I say 78, he goes, I'm 78. When my mom goes, Rob, I just wish he would shut the F up sometimes. Why did he have to engage in that fight with that Khan family? I know, Mom, but you know, they were doing what they did at the convention. I understand, but why? Why did he have to say what he said? See, those middle of the roaders, those people get spooked. When Trump turns up the crazy notch to 10, they get spooked. When my mom goes, you know, I was going to vote for Trump, and I'm not saying I'm not going to vote for him because I despise Hillary, but, you know, he makes it tough. Those 5 million people are who you need. Because, I'm not going to be like my buddy there, Mitchell. I'm not going to be completely off the deep end and say, oh, the polls are blah, blah. Polls are, the polls get played with, okay? I'm not going to be like Mitchell and say, oh, they're all full of crap. And I'm not going to be like Levin where he goes, nope, the polls are the polls. I'm going to be right in the middle. I don't believe the polls are all wrong. I don't believe the polls are all right. I believe the polls are within 4 or 5 points. So I don't believe these polls that show 10, 11, 12 points. BS. And I don't believe the polls that are no Hillary Clinton lead, because I do think she's winning right now. But I believe it's about 4 or 5 points. It's about 4 or 5 million people. And in those important states that Trump needs to win, it's 100, 150,000 people. 75,000 people. 200,000 people. And when you put it all together, you look at it 5 or 6 million. That's where I believe it's at. And those are the 5 or 6 million people that get spooked when Trump is like a maniac. But when Trump is what he is last night and what he is today, they showed a video of him having a security briefing, a national security briefing. And you have, it's a big boardroom. I surmise it was at Trump Tower. And you have Giuliani there and Peter King, and looks very presidential. It looks like when you see Obama sitting in one of those rooms with everybody at the big long table, and Obama's in the middle and the cameras are there and they're having a discussion about what has to be done and so forth and so on. So when you have a speech like last night, you have the dominance of the news with the Steve Bannon hiring. And this is going to go up to the to tomorrow. Every single show today is going to be about Steve Bannon and Breitbart News. That's what it's going to be about. From Matthews to Tapper to Hannity to God. O'Donnell. It's all going to be about Breitbart News. And they're going to try to go after Breitbart News and call it some, right-wing conspiracy crackpot website. I mean, I think it was the Daily Beast, already tried to call Breitbart News a fringe, you know, like a right-wing fringe site. Breitbart News gets 10 times the amount of visitors the Daily Beast gets. So Trump last night, Trump today, with his security team, Trump dominating the news cycle, and the fact that nobody gives a crap about Hillary Clinton's gibberish today. This is old school Trump. This is what Trump needs to do to win. And if Trump can keep this up, he will win. Guarantee. Remember what I said. In this day and age, where we are as a society, nothing lasts. Nothing lasts more than a few months. Nothing lasts more than a few months. Nothing lasts. Remember, at one point, the entire country despised Justin Bieber. They wanted him deported, hated him. Well, guess what? Justin Bieber sells out the Staples Center. Justin Bieber sells out Staples Center. At one time, Bruce Jenner, I Am Kate. That was the biggest, that was the TV show. Biggest! That was the it TV show, man. I Am Kate. 3-4 million people watched Ugly Bruce Jenner. Oh my God! It's the tranny revolution! Wow! And then episode after episode, 4 million, 3 million, 2 million, and now I Am Kate is I Am Canceled. The American people's tranny fetish kind of went away. Still there. It's always been there. I told you, they're she-males. Dudes with boobs. It's been there since I was a young child watching the movie Bachelor Party. And the guy has sex with the girl guy. And the girl guy goes, after they get done, to the toilet, lifts it up, and proceeds to pee standing up. And the guy screams, ah! And that was an 80s movie with Tom Hanks. There was also another 80s movie. I can't remember what it was, but the two guys are in the car. They picked up these chicks. They're making out with them. They start putting their hands down where their pants are, and the one guy says, Audie, Audie, this chick's got balls. This chick's got balls. This has been around for years. It just became fashionable and hip. It's over. No more I Am Kate. So the whole con dust up will be a faded memory. Be a faded memory. If Trump continues to do what he did last night, today with the security roundtable and the Steve Bannon hiring, if this happens every single day for the next 70 or 80 days, however many days is left till the election, Trump will win. I guarantee it. Trump will win. He will win. Because nobody's going to remember in 2 months the con situation. Someone's going to go, you're gonna vote for Donald Trump? Remember what he said about the con? The who? The Khan family. Who the hell are the Khan family? Don't you remember those Muslims? Who? Remember he said, why doesn't the woman speak? What? Yeah, okay. So you're going to vote? That's law. I mean, that's gone. That's like I Am Kate status. I'm over that. I'm over that. That's what's going to happen. But if every single day is a con situation, If every single day there's something that CNN and MSNBC and ABC and NBC, Stephanopoulos, Lester Holt, if there's something that they could jump on. Remember, if there's nothing that they could jump on, then they're going to actually have to report on Hillary Clinton's gibberish. They're going to have to report about Obamacare being a disaster. Listen, if you heard any panels on any of these programs talking at great length about the fact that Obamacare is literally disintegrating in front of everybody's eyes. And by the time the new president gets sworn in, there is no repeal and replace Obamacare, because Obamacare will be over. It will be done. Basically, Obamacare was kind of like the assault rifle ban. Remember Clinton signed the bill? It's a 10-year ban. It was basically like, hey, I'll sign this ban. Republicans went, okay, you give us stiffer penalties for X amount of offenses with these crimes. It will appease our base. It'll anger some, but it will appease our base by and large. It will appease your base, anger some, but guess what? For 10 years, we'll have accomplished this huge, massive thing. And then after 10 years, everything went back to normal. Same thing with Obamacare. Obama basically sat in a room with a bunch of insurance companies and a bunch of other big wigs in the political world and said, okay, we got to create this Obamacare thing. Cement my legacy. It's going to make me a 2-term president. Can't have a legacy as a 1-term president. You're a loser. Got to be 2 terms. Even if it's a bad 2 terms, it's still a legacy. It's all good. Over time, history will rejudge, and ultimately you'll be looked at favorably. So, insurance companies, all you got to do is roll with this for the next seven and a half years. Everyone, go along, do what we got to do, and then when I get out, it could go back to normal. And everybody went, okay, fine. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening. Here we are. Here we are, 7.5 years. People's insurance premiums are going through the roof. They're thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars higher than what Obama said would happen. You have insurance companies like Aetna saying, we're done in the next week or two. It's over. No more. If you want Aetna insurance, you can get it now. Blue Cross, they're going to be done in California. So people like me who tried to get insurance a month ago, my sexy girlfriend is pregnant. My child, a boy, because that's the type of sperm I got in me, man sperm. I called to get insurance for her, and they said, you can't enroll to get insurance. You just can't get it. I said, I don't want Obamacare, okay? I need to pay insurance. We make money. We make cash. We don't qualify for Obamacare. And Blue Cross said, it doesn't matter. We can't sell you insurance until the open enrollment starts. I said, well, that's not good. Well, guess what? After Labor Day, the rumor is Blue Cross of California is done. So I'm going to be able to buy insurance next month. Okay? I was told I had to wait until November, and then it would kick in January. Well, it's looking like I'm going to be able to actually buy insurance next month, and it kicks in next month. All Obamacare was an assault weapons ban. It expired at the end of Obama's term. That's it. That's it. So if Trump doesn't go out there and say kooky things where the media's like, now we could just focus on that. Yeah. If he goes out there and either sticks to a teleprompter or freewheels it with notes where it's obvious he's looking down at his notes, and he doesn't say anything completely insane, the media then has to focus on Obamacare failures, Hillary Clinton's gibberish, Joe Biden just being a sexual predator. You've seen that picture of Biden hugging Hillary Clinton. He's got her like around the waist. It's like he's weird, man. Weird. He's like weird. The dude's a weird dude. The weird dude. Smelling girls' hair. Trying to kiss little 12-year-olds. It's a weird dude. Now, granted, the media will just dig up just crazy stuff. Oh, you know, it happened 25 years ago with Donald Trump and his casino. It went bankrupt. And all these people suffered. Wait, stop. Stupid, stop. How long was the Taj Mahal in business for? Oh, I was in business for, you know, 7 years. All right, so how many people were employed? Well, listen. All these people made tons of money for X amount of years. Okay? Stop with the Mitt Romney BS attacks. The Bain Capital, oh, we're going to gobble this company, put everybody out of business, and then ship the jobs across the sea. That's not what Trump did. Trump had a football team. It lasted for, what, 2 years? Thousands of people made money from that football team. The league went out of business. The only people that suffered were the people that weren't going to make money from the football team anymore. But, I mean, that's life. It's kind of like the old additive of don't look at the glass half empty, look at it half full. If you have a business that's successful for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and it's employed 1,000 people for 6, 7, 8 years, and those 1,000 people have made tens of thousands of dollars. I mean, if you're a cook at the Trump Taj Mahal and you're getting paid $45,000 to work in one of the restaurants, in one of the casinos, and you've been making $45,000 for 7 years, and then the eighth year, you're told, hey, we're going out of business. You know, times have changed here in Atlantic City. What are you going to say? Oh, I got screwed. Oh, what are you talking about, stupid? He's made almost $500,000. You put children through college, through school. You bought cars. That's life. That's effing life, man. You're a small business. You've been doing business with Trump, Taj Mahal, or whatever other entity for 6, 7, 8 years. And then on the eighth or ninth year, Trump says, we're going bankrupt. So that $150,000, $200,000 I owe you, you're going to have to settle for pennies on the dollar. It's business. Oh, you screwed me. What are you talking about? You just made $1 million, $2 million from me in the last 6, 7, 8 years. Yeah, I know, but F you. F you. F you. The glass isn't half empty. The glass is half full. So Trump needs to stop. Just stop being a goofball. That's all I'm going to say. There. I know it sounds like a bunch of the other conservatives, but last night and today, really, man, is the first time in a long time that it was like art, man. Seriously, it was like art. From the security speech, Democrats and the liberals and the media are losing their minds. You know, we got a new story out there today. It's all about the national security speech Trump made. And about how not just CNN, but the Daily Beast. Oh, man. They're like, oh, Donald Trump stole from Obama. I mean, people are losing their minds because it was that good. When the liberals and the media are going after a Trump speech, and the only thing they could say is, oh, well, Obama's already doing that. Obama's already doing that. That means they're freaking out because it was a good speech. Because they know that in the era of bait click, in the era of trannies popular on a Monday, trannies not popular on a Friday. They know in that era, Trump talking about Judge Curiel and it being something that is going to doom his campaign is meaningless 4 months later. They know that. So when Trump is on point and he's like, this is what Hillary Clinton and Obama have done for you, done for this country in the past 7.5 years as it pertains to national security, and the media and the liberals can't go, oh, that's wrong. Oh, that's wrong. Oh, that's wrong. The only thing they could say is, well, Obama's already doing that. Obama's already doing that. So it started on that day. Then it went to last night. Then it went to this morning. That's what Trump needs to do. It's noon in L.A. It's noon in L.A. It's 3 on the East Coast, say New York. All morning, all they've been talking about is Steve Bannon and Breitbart News. All they've been talking about is Bannon, Kellyanne Conway, and then the unofficial campaign strategists, Roger Stone and legendary Roger Ailes. Is vintage Trump. This is the Trump that will win. That's why the Never Trumpers, that's why the Ben Shapiros, that's why they're freaking. They are freaking. They are freaking. That's why the Bill Crystals are freaking. That's why they're all losing their minds. And keep watching tonight on all of those shows. Because they will continue. They will continue to lose their minds. Stand me? Do you understand me? Do you understand me? I love how CNN calls right-wing media. Well, isn't CNN left-wing media? Isn't MSNBC left-wing media? Isn't NBC left-wing media? Huh? Isn't NBC left-wing media? Someone help me out with that. The NBC chairman, Robert Greenblatt, goes on his Facebook and calls Donald Trump toxic and demented. Doesn't that make NBC left-wing media? When the chairman of NBC says, sad state of affairs, thanks to a pompous businessman turned reality TV star who thinks that speaking his mind is refreshing. It's actually corrosive and toxic because his mind is so demented. And his effort will unfortunately linger long after he's been told to get off the stage. Isn't that left-wing media? That's NBC. That's NBC. And CNN has the audacity to say Trump hires right-wing media to lead campaign? NBC is left-wing media. CNN is left-wing media. ABC, George Stephanopoulos, is left-wing media. Left-wing media. NBC president. And of course, that's not getting any play. It's not getting any play. I mean, NBC's not going to report on it. MSNBC's not going to report on it. CNN's not going to report on it. New York Times is not going to report on it. Washington Post. Report on it. New York Post reported on it, not the New York Times. It's the chairman of NBC, the chairman, the boss, the boss. NBC Universal. Says Trump is toxic. Says his mind's demented. I would say NBC is officially left-wing media. End of story. End of effing story. End of effing story. You understand me? Do you understand me?